Hello, 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 my good people. It is Key on another episode of Key Speaks Loud. And on this episode, we're going to talk about love. Yeah, I said it, love. L-O-V-E. It's going to continue to be a discussion because I feel like as a person, we don't understand what love truly means. Or we justify how we love a person based off of their actions. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and jump right into this. I can't wait to hear some feedback. You guys, don't forget to send me emails. Don't forget to tell a friend to tune in to Key Speaks Loud. So jumping right in, I have a few questions. When we don't know how to love, do we look or try to find ways for the other person to walk away? Do we do this so we aren't at fault when it doesn't work? Do we do this so we can continue to live the single life? All three of those questions play a major role in us being able to adapt and learn and effectively communicate when we love someone. Have you done this before? Did you become this person because someone didn't love you correctly? You have to take a step back and ask yourself, do I really know how to love? Was I really shown how to love? Did someone open up to me and give me unconditional love? Did you become this person because someone didn't love you correctly? I have to say, when we deal with people who can't properly love us, we become accustomed to letdown and the heartache, and we take up those feelings and project them off elsewhere. Whether it's work-related, whether it becomes our family, it becomes our friends, it becomes our spouse, our partner, we project all the negative aspect of love off onto someone or something else. Have you ever asked your spouse, your partner, your friends, or even your family if they feel alone when they are with you? If any of them can answer yes, then you need to heal. There is hurt there and you aren't willing to let anyone in yet or let them in again, depending on what type of relationship it is. When we get hurt, we tend to shut down and some may even start to hurt others because we have been hurt. I have a question. Do you really know what love is? Again, do you really know what love is? The dictionary states, love is an intense feeling of deep affection, also a great interest and pleasure in something. But what does that mean to you? I have to sit back and think about it, and as I think about it, in my own opinion, most relationships are smoke and mirrors, meaning you never get to know the person. Or with family, you think that you're supposed to love them no matter what, so you all never really learn each other to truly, truly love each other based off of knowledge. Friendships grow into hypothetical love because of having same mindsets, enjoying some of the same interests, and being around one another more and more. But with all those different aspects, can you honestly say you've experienced real love and know what it is? Know how to accept it? Know how to give it back to someone? Most people look at love as some form of manipulation, or it has conditions. Like if you do this for me, you love me. But if you do this, then you don't. Why set these conditions? Why do we feel like love has to be determined by an action? Why do we feel like if a person does a certain thing, then guess what? They don't love me. Or they did this for me, so they have to love me. Those are conditional things. Those aren't true, unconditional, dying love, in my opinion. Some things have a different purpose than what we see. And I think the problem is we can't see it because it isn't our perspective. You have to take a step back and say, will you ever experience unconditional love? That means accepting all their flaws, mistakes, crazy ideas, and not holding judgment. A lot of people say when you become a parent, you start to experience unconditional love. I can agree to disagree on that one. And the reason I say that is I'll go back to my previous statement that says, will you ever experience unconditional love? That means accepting all their flaws, mistakes, crazy ideas, and not holding judgment. When we become parents, we start to want to build and mold this person into the person that in our mind we think they should be. And that's when we start to make judgment. That's when we start to look at their flaws. That's when we start to hold them accountable for their mistakes. That doesn't mean you don't love them any less. But is that really considered unconditional love? If you don't benefit from the things that they do, and that's for anyone, not just your child, your spouse, your friends, or family, do you still love them and want them around? One major thing with loving unconditionally is respect. Both parties must respect each other and support the idea of having a different opinion and a different feeling towards things. Unconditional love can't be broken by failures or superficial benefits. When you think about unconditional love, it may shake, but it won't break. Again, I'll say it might shake, but it won't break. And that's all part of having unconditional love. Ask yourself, are you ready for unconditional love? If your answer to that question is yes, then seek it. The most important thing in life is being happy. Finding your inner peace. Knowing that you can give unconditional love and that you can receive unconditional love. Guys, as I come to a close, I just want to sign off by saying thank you all so much for listening to Key Speaks Loud. Don't forget to share this with your friends, your family. If you have any topics, don't hesitate to email me at kekesunny@gmail.com. That is kekesunny@gmail.com. And until the next podcast, peace and blessings.